Okay. Hope everybody had a meaningful Tisha B'Av. Today's daf is Nun Ches. We are actually in the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. I believe that the even though we had done more than one daf at a shot, I believe they're going to be broken up to reflect the dafs. But we're up to date. But by Monday it should be all set up. But we're up to Nun Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Lila Nishmas, Peril Bas Shlomo Zalman, Menachem Mendel Ben Baruch Yehuda, and David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. So the Mishnah had said, Ira Dam HaPar L'Soch Dam HaSa'ir. After the sprinklings were done from the blood of the Par and the blood of the Sa'ir on the Peroches, the Mishnah said that then the bloods were combined. They were mixed with each other. So the Gemara says, Tinan, who's that go like? Kimanda Amar Ma'arvin L'Kronos. According to the one who says that when you apply the dam to the corners of the inner mizbeach, they should be combined. Because that's a machlokes, as we're going to see in 2 seconds, the itmar, Rabbi Yoshi of Rabbi Yonasan, chad amar ma'arvin, v'chad amar ein ma'arvin. One says you do that, one says you don't do that. After the blood is applied to the horns of the inner mizbeach, there is then going to be a sprinkling on the inner mizbeach. That, everybody agrees the bloods are mixed. The question is, for the applications, just placing the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach, were they mixed or not? Our Mishnah said they are. So that goes like only one of these two Manda Amars. The article pointed out something very interesting. The word Itmar is almost never used to introduce a Machlokas Tanayim. I never knew that. I mean, there's all the Maskif, Eishvei, Meisvei, each one of those words means something different. And the word itmar always signifies a discussion among Amorayim. Here it doesn't, because Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshi are both Tanoim. And I think it was the Ritva there explains, it's the reason why it uses the word itmar, even though it's a machlokes Tanoim, is because maybe there was no machlokes Amorayim about it, the Amorayim never discussed it. Similar type of idea like that. But just an interesting side point that the word itmar is usually introducing a statement of Amorayim. But here it's not. So the Gemara says, Testayim, let's bring a raya. The Rabbi Yoshi who the Amar Ma'arvin. The Rabbi Yoshi is the one who holds that the two bloods are yes combined. We had a machlokes, are they combined or not? We have two Tanoim, we don't know who said what. One said yes, one said no. Let's say it's Rabbi Yoshi is the one who says yes. Why? The Amar, because he holds in an entirely different context, Afal gaf the lo kesid yachtov, kiman the kesid yachtov dummy. Even though the Torah doesn't write the word Yachdav, it's as if it does. Where does that discussion come up? That comes up by the Aveira about cursing your parents. Because it says over there in the Pasuk, Ish Ish Asha Yekalel Es Ovid the Es Imo. As Rashi says, Ainli, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin says, Ainli Ella Aviv the Imo. That would imply only if you curse both of them. Ish Ish Asha Yekalel Es Ovid the Es Imo. Minayin, Aviv below Imo, Imo below Aviv Minayin. How do I know that if you curse only one of them, you're also Chayiv? If you curse one parent without the other, you're also Chayiv. Talmud Lomar, Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel. The end of the Pasuk says, it says, Ish, Asher Yikal, it's Aviv Yes Imo, ... Aviv Imo Kilel. So the word Kilel is next to the word Imo also, and the word Kilel is next to the word Av. Starts off ish imo v'aviv kilel, and then it says ves imo, and then it says the pasuk continues, and then it says ish aviv imo kilel. So the word kilel is by both parents, by each parent. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Ma, no. Mashma shneim ke'echad. It's mashma, they're both together. Umashma kol echad ve'echad ba'atzmo. And it's mashma each one separately. Achi part lahachasid yachtov. Unless the Torah says specifically the word yachtov. For example, losachsom shor v'chamor yachtov. If not for the word yachtov, Rabbi Yoshia says, I would think you can't even plow with an ox or a donkey. Because it has to spell out the word yachtov. According to Rabbi Yoshia, it doesn't have to spell out the word yachtov. It's spelled out anyway. So too here. It doesn't say anywhere that the dam of the seir and the dam of the par has to be yachtov. But it says, you'll take the dam of the seir and the dam of the par. So he reads the word yachtov into the pasuk. So that must be Rabbi Yoshia, who's the one who holds that it should be combined. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. Afilu tema Rabbi Yonasan. You could even say that this brisa accords with Rabbi Yonasan. So how come he requires the word yachtov, and you don't have it over here in this discussion? So he says, shiny hacha. Here it's different. Diktiv achas. It says the word achas. Where does it say that? V'chiper arbon al karnos of achas. So that Rashi points out, achas bashana, lo shtayim. You're only doing it once a year, not twice. So you're only applying one set of dam, not more than one. Therefore, it has to be combined. Now the Gemara says, Tanya delo kishnuyin. But we do have a brisa that doesn't agree with what we just said a minute. We just said that we have no raya either way. Who's the author of our Mishnah? It could be Rabbi Yonasan, it could be Rabbi Yoshia. Right, we want to say, no, it's really Rabbi Yoshia. And we said, no, not necessarily true. It's not necessarily Rabbi Yoshia. That's what we said. Now we have a brisa that it is going to say it's Rabbi Yoshia. Why? Because it says, that it should be combined. Divya Rabbi Yoshia. That's straight out Rabbi Yoshia. So now you see there's a brisa that holds Rabbi Yoshia is the one who says it has to be combined. Rabbi Yonasan Amar. Rabbi Yonasan says, no. Mazeh bifnei atzmo u'mazeh bifnei atzmo. It doesn't mean the mazeh normally means sprinkling here. It doesn't mean sprinkling here. It means applying. Each one's by itself. Each one's by itself. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia said to him, I look for a nemer achas. But it says the word achas. So how could you do it twice? So Amar lo Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says to him, wait a minute. If I look for a nemer, but it does say, midam ha par umidam ha sa'ir. It says, midam ha-par, umidam ha-se'ir. The pasuk itself breaks them up, seeming to imply it's not combined. Im kain, lama nemar achas. So why is it achas? You know why it says achas? Lama lach, to tell you, achas v'lo shtayim midam ha-par, achas v'lo shtayim midam ha-se'ir. With each one should be achas. The par is achas, the se'ir is achas. Do it once, don't do it twice with each one. Unlike the sprinkling, which is 7, 1, and 7, don't do that with the applications. Just once, but yes, each one once. The pasuk itself breaks it up. Tanya idach, we learned another brisa. V'lokach midam ha'par u'midam ha'se'ir. Nevertheless, sheyiyu mu'rav and zebazeh. They should be combined. The fact that yachdav issue, that the combined overrides this vav, and the vav doesn't mean to break it up. No, don't break it up. Nevertheless, it's combined. Ata omer shiyu murav and zebezet. You say it means it should be combined. O eno ella mazir if neatzo or mazir if neatzmo. No, maybe each one by itself. Talmud lomer achas. That's why it says achas. Vistama kerbioshia. And this must be like kerbioshia. Vistama it's like kerbioshia. So there's a running machlokas between the two of them about achas and about the vav. How do you work out the psukim? Achas seems to imply that the according to Rabbi Yoshia, achas implies they're connected, they're combined. He doesn't hold from the vav, and according to Rabbi Yonasan, he holds from the vav. He doesn't hold from the achas, and therefore that's the machlokas. Okay. Now we said before in the Mishnah that malei es ha nasan es ha malei bereikon. He put the full bowl into the empty bowl. But that's what the Mishnah said, because he combines the dam. This Mishnah is going like the Mandarah that he combines the dam. So now you have one bowl. So if you combine the dam, one bowl's full, one bowl's empty. So what do you do with the empty bowl? So you put it into the full bowl. Meaning you're carrying two bowls. One's empty, one's full. So the Gemara says, Boy minei romi bar chomer merav chista. Hiniach mizrak besoch mizrak. If somebody puts one bowl into another bowl, Rashi says, this has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. This is a general base hamikdash shaila. If you carry two bowls, Bekidel bo is hadam, and you carry the dam, right? You have two bowls. Your hand is under the empty bowl, because the bowl on top of that is going to be where the dam is going in. So you're standing under the animal. The shechita is taking place, and you have two bowls, one on top of the other, one inside the other, and you receive the dam and you walk it over to the mishkan, to the mizbeach. Is that good? Is that a chatzitza? Your hand is not touching the bowl where the dam is. Your hand's touching an empty bowl. Mahu, what's the halacha? Min bimino chotzeitz? Oh, eno chotzeitz. It's min bimino, right? It's a bowl within a bowl. So does that mean that that's a child of min bimino? It's the same thing. Is min bimino chotzeitz? is min b'mino make a chatitza, your hand is not touching the ball with the dam, or no, min b'mino is enocho, it's not a chatitza, because it's really one thing. You're holding bowls. Halacha or kabbalah. What? Well, kabbalahs certainly are, yeah, they certainly have avodas, yeah. No, but you had Kabbalah, there's a din. You have to walk it over. You have Kabbalah and Halacha, right?
But in this case, you had Kabbalah this year and Kabbalah the
bar. No, we're not talking about Yom Kippur now. We're talking about the rest of the year. As a general, we're going to try to answer from our Mishnah. Oh. Our Mishnah, don't you see it's okay? The Kohen Gadol did it. That's going to be the question. But the question was on the rest of the whole year. On the rest of the year. Is this okay? Why would someone do it? I don't know. But if a Kohen on the regular day, on a regular Tuesday, took two bowls to receive the dam of any carbon, is that good?
Initially, we weren't holding two bowls at the same time.
What? No, the Mishnah said to pour, to take the empty bowl, put it in the full bowl. That's what the Mishnah said.
Put the full bowl
into the empty bowl. Fine, then you're carrying two. So that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss. That the Mishnah, on first blush, it seems yes, you're carrying two. Right, the Mishnah is going to say no. The Gemara is going to say no, because we have an unresolved question. Whether this is chotetz or not, so our Mishnah, the Gemara is going to think that our Mishnah could be poshik that question. So min b'mino chotetz or in a chotetz, is it a chatzitza or not? So amalei tini suha. Our Mishnah answers it. Our Mishnah says nasan es hamalei berekon. Took the full one, put it into the empty one. My lab, doesn't that mean hoshiv mizrak malei b'sok mizrak rekon? Doesn't it mean he took the bowl, the physical bowl, placed it into the empty bowl and started walking around with it? So doesn't that show you that min b'minos ain't a chotet? It would be perfectly acceptable. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it meant. What the Mishnah meant was ira mizrak mole lasok mizrak reikon. He would take the full bowl of the combined dam and pour that whole combination back into the other bowl. That's what it means. The Gemara says, "Hatani le Resha," but he already did that. Ira dam ha par l'soch dam ha seir. He already combined them. Why is he pouring the whole combo back into the empty bowl? Exactly, the Shei Brachos. Why are you doing all this? So why are you doing that? So the Gemara answers, "You know why you're doing that? Kedei la'arva yafa yafa, because you want the mixture to be nice and mixed. That's why you're doing that. You want the bloods to be mamish mixed." The best way to do that is to pour it back again. As if we all know that's true. As you're pouring it again, the mixture mixes itself even better. But he didn't have a spoon there to mix it, so he'd pour it back into the other bowl again, and that would be nice and mixed. That's what it means when he took the empty into the full to the empty. Not that he carried two bowls. No. But he poured it back again into the first bowl so that the two dams should be mixed up nice. That's what it means. So we still have not answered our question whether or not min b'mino could be chotetz or not. So we're going to, now getting off on a little tangent, we're going to try to answer that question. Tashma, listen to this. Hayomer agabe kli o agabe regel chaveiro, puzzle. The not only can the kohen not be wearing gloves and he can't be holding two bowls, but his feet, he wasn't wearing socks or shoes, his feet must be standing on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. If he's standing on something else, if he's wearing shoes, it's a chatzitza. What if he's standing on a bowl? What if he's standing on another kohen's foot? Right? So what Gemara says, the Mishnah there in Zvachim says, Hayomer agabe kli, if he's standing on a bowl, on a kli, oh agabe regel chaveru, or he's standing on someone else's foot. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah there says, puzzle. That's puzzle. Now, isn't a foot min b'mino? It's the same min as my own foot. And yet the Mishnah there says it's puzzle. So isn't that a riot that min b'mino is puzzle? Can't stand on someone else's foot. So the Gemara answers, it's not a riot. You know why? Shiny regal, a foot is different. The lo matzi mevatale, because the Kohen, the other guy doesn't allow that. That's not a normal situation. He's going to let you stand on his foot. You're going to stand on top of him while you're doing a voda. That's not a normal situation. Rashi has a slightly different girsa. Rashi says, "Delo mavatale chaveru es regel achig mar avodaso." He's not mavatale his body, so you can go sit and do the avoda for an hour. Doesn't allow that. And the Beiri says, and even if he does allow it, even if he's meichel, that's we say batul daita esal kolotam. Not a normal situation. for someone to allow that. So that doesn't, so that's why it's no good. Maybe the, maybe two bowls, which the bowl has no say. Maybe you would say maybe no chotzeis. Is there no chotzeis? Yeah, by over there because it's someone else's body. He's not mine. He doesn't allow that. He doesn't stand for that. That's why it's not going to work. But maybe min b'minos chotzeis. Maybe min b'minos eino chotzeis. Who's to say? So the Gemara says we don't have an answer for that question. Now the Gemara says ikad yamri. Others say this was the question. Hachi boy mine derech sheiros bekach or ein derech sheiros bekach. Is it appropriate? Is that a method of service? Is that a, an appropriate method of service to carry two bowls? That was the question. Din b'mino, we're not sure what the answer is. But that wasn't even his question. His question was, is it just appropriate to have two bowls? Well, who does that? Right? Who does that? When you go to the restaurant, they don't serve a bowl within a bowl. They don't do that. So Tashma, listen to this. The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, es kol kalei hasharis asher yishar zubam ba'kodesh. The Pasuk says, plural kalim. Es kol kalei ha-kodesh. Asher Yishar Subah Bakodesh. Shnei Kalim, it's two Kalim, V'sheiros Echad, and it's one service. So from the Pasuk you see, that would be okay. So even if you don't want to agree with the, what we said before, that he would pour the dam back in to mix it up nice and good, it would still be okay to carry two bowls regarding this issue, regarding the issue of service. Is it valid service? Yes, it's valid service. Is it a chatzitza? That we don't know. Now, new question. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista the following question. Hiniach siv besoch ha-mizrak. Let's say he put in some kind of material. Rashi calls it hagadol saviv hadekel. It's the stuff that grows around the palm branch. Some kind of, but it's porous. So, and you stick that into the bowl. Now, there's a halacha that the dam has to be touching the bowl. Can't be touching something else. So is this material that you put into the, it's like sponge-like, is this material that you put into the bowl, is that going to be chotate the dam from the bowl or not? Similar question. Again, why would somebody do this? I don't know. But if the Kohen did it, is it a chatzitza? So, kiniach siv besoch ha-mizrach, he put this material in the bowl, the kibbol bo is adam, and then he did kabbalah with the dam. So mahu, what's the halacha? Min she'ein mino chotzeitz. It's a min she'ein mino. It's not bowl, it's sieve. Oh, ein chotzeitz, or maybe it's not chotzeitz. You know why? Kiven de mechalchal, since it's porous. And anyway the dam's going to go through and touch every speck of the bowl, because it's porous. It's not going to block the dam from reaching the sides of the bowl or the bottom of the bowl. Not going to happen. So therefore maybe it's not a chatzitza. Maybe there's no difference. So the Gemara answers, Tanina, we learned this already. There's this case by Paraduma. So by Paraduma, when you're preparing the water has to be Mayim Chayim. Let's say you have a bowl, and you put in the Mayim Chayim water in there, and there's a sponge in there. So the Mishnah says, what you do is, now you want to take the water out of this bowl. And put it in the regular bowl. You have the Mayim Chaim in like a bigger bowl or a trough, and you're transferring it to a normal size, a smaller bowl. But there's a sponge in there. So what do? You can't squeeze this water out of the sponge, because that's a chatzitza, because the water touched the sponge, and it's not allowed to. So what do? So zolef v'holech ad shemagiel esfog. Take a spoon or your hand, and you keep taking the water out of the bigger trough into the kli. Keep doing that until you get down, until you get to the sponge. Then you have to stop. Why? Because you can't take any water out of that sponge, because the water in the sponge was touching the sponge. That's a chatzitza. It wasn't touching the other water. It wasn't touching the walls of the trough. They have a chatzitza problem. But what do you see? That it didn't ruin the rest of the water. It didn't ruin the rest of the water. The water in the sponge is ruined, but it didn't ruin the rest. So what do you see? If something like a sponge, something is porous, it doesn't ruin the rest of the water. So too over here. You have this sieve in there, you have this material in there, maybe it doesn't ruin the rest it doesn't ruin the dam, because it's porous. So the water, the dam is reaching every nook and cranny of the bowl. So you don't have a problem of chatzitza. You don't have a paraduma. So maybe you don't have it here either. That's the Gemara's proof. So the Gemara says, no, shiny mayim, water's different. You know why? The klishi, because it's much thinner. So it's much easier to understand that that's not a chatzitza. Right? There's a sponge there, but the water is much thinner than dam. Blood is thicker than water. So the water is going to be able to reach all sides of that bowl. So that's not a problem. Again, the water in the sponge is a problem because that water mamish touched the sponge. But otherwise, the water that didn't touch the sponge, it's just in there swimming around, that's okay. But I would never say the same thing by dam. Ikin diyamri, others said, no. Achi pasla, this is what he answered him. Bedam kosher. By dam it would also be kosher. You know why? Because by dam also it's going to be thin enough for it to be considered not a chatzitza. Where is it a problem? The komates puzzle. But if it's flour, that's certainly going to be a chatzitza. Because that's certainly going to stop. It's certainly going to act as a chatzitza to allow all the flour to go. How's the flour going to go through that? It's like a strainer almost. Flour's not going to get through that. Water, yes. Dam now, according to this, even dam's going to get through. It's still liquid. So according to this, I don't know, the question is it a question of Matthias? What, does it go through or not? But certainly flour would certainly not go through. That was a discussion. Okay. So anyway, that. Next Mishnah. Second to last Mishnah of the Perek. So Mishnah says, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. After he did the sprinklings on the peroches, he went out el mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. He went out to the mizbeach that was before Hashem. And the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean he went out? He's in the Heichal. He's walking now from the in front of the Peroches to the Mizbeach. Where did he go out? He didn't go anywhere. He's in the same room. Right, what does it mean? That's a Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says he goes out. The Yatza. He didn't go anywhere. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Zeh Mizbeach Hazav. This is the Mizbeach Hazav. So now, after he sprinkles the Dam, right? He sprinkled it on the Peroches, both of them. He now goes to the Mizbeach. I don't know exactly when he mixed it, but he mixes it up. And now he's going to go to the Mizbeach, and now he's going to apply the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach. Hischil b'chato v'yored. He starts with a downward motion, and Rashi just says so he shouldn't get his shirt dirty. Because otherwise, if it would be an upward motion, maybe the blood would trickle down onto his clothing. So he would do it from a downward motion, so his clothing shouldn't get dirty. Mehechon hu mastil, from where does he begin? Mikeren mizrachis tzifonis, from the northeast corner. Then, after he does that one, then he goes to Tzifonis Ma'aravis, the northwest, Ma'aravis Jeromis, the southwest, Vidromis Mizrachis, and then the southeast. Now, Makom Shehu Maskil B'chatas al Mizbeach HaChitzon, in the normal place where he would start on a regular Chatas in the outer Mizbeach, Misham HaYegom al Mizbeach HaPanimi. That's the spot where he would finish here. The Gemara is going to explain what on earth this is talking about. Why, where these directions come from. The Gemara will explain. It's actually machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, Rabbi Eliezer says, Bimkomo hoya omeid. He would only stand in one spot. This mizbeach was only one amma by one amma. He didn't have to walk around. He could stand in one spot and just stretch his hand and touch all four corners. By the mizbeach achitzon, that's impossible. It's like it's 20 something amos. It's impossible. But in the mizbeach inside, it was very possible. And as a matter of fact, that was the halacha. You stood in one spot and just stuck your hand out. And he would apply the dam. All of them he would do down to up, except for the one right where he was, shahaita lefanav, which was in front of him, shayinosin mamala lamata. That he would do from up to down, again, just so his clothes shouldn't get dirty. If it's right in front of you, you can do it that way. Otherwise, if you have to stretch, you turn your hand around so that you don't drip on the clothing, on your sleeve. Haza al taharosh shel mizbeach, then he would sprinkle on the face of the mizbeach sheva pa'amim, seven times. Right, that's after the applications. There was then a sprinkling as well. The Gemara will say why it's called al taharosh shel mizbeach, on the face of the mizbeach. V'shiyari hadam, the leftover dam now, hayashofich al yisod ma'aravi shel mizbeach achitzon. You would pour on the western yisod of the outer mizbeach. He would take the leftover dam, he didn't use up the whole bowl. Whatever was left, he would take it outside to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, pour it down the side of the western side over there. V'shal Mizbeach HaChitzon HaYishofech HaYisod Dromi. Also, any leftover dams of the Mizbeach HaChitzon would also be poured there. Same spot. Elu v'elu Mizarvin, they then would combine. the Amah in the canal, the Yotzi Lenachal Kidron, the blood would go out to the Nachal Kidron, Vinim Karin Liganonin, it would be sold to the gardeners as fertilizer, Lizabel as fertilizer, Umal and Behen. But if you wouldn't buy it, it would be Me'ilah. In other words, it was intention. All the leftover dam was intended that it was going to be used. The leftover dam was going to be poured. It would wander itself out to the Nachal Kidron, and then gardeners could pay for it, and they could use it for fertilizer. If they would just take it and not use it for fertilizer, they're over Me'ilah. If they buy it, by buying it, they're machalal it. They make it chulin, and then it's okay for them to use. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says V'tana Rabbanan. V'yatza el mizbeach. It's ma talmud lomar. What do you mean v'yatza el mizbeach? He didn't go out from anywhere. He was already standing in the heichal. He's facing the parochet. All he has to do is turn around and walk toward the mizbeach. What do you mean v'yatza el mizbeach? Why does it say that? So Amar of Nechemya l'fisha matzinu, because we have a case b'par haba al kol ha-mitzvos. That a par that comes for all mitzvot, that means a par helam davar shel tibur, a par that is brought because the Bnei Yisrael followed the wrong psak of the Sanhedrin. That par, there's also sprinkling done inside the heichal. There are a few pars, a seer avodah zarah, that are sprinkled inside the mizbeach, inside the heichal as well. But those are a little different. Shekohen omed chutz la mizbeach. In those, the kohen stands. He stands so far back that he's behind the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaPnimi. Right, we said the Mizbeach HaPnimi was in the center of the Heichal. It was not close to the Peroches at all. It was like in the middle. And where did he stand when he sprinkled that dam? He stood behind that Mizbeach. That's a long sprinkling. Umaza ala Peroches. And then he would sprinkle on the Peroches. B'shashahu maza. At the time of his sprinkling. So where was he standing? He was standing behind the Mizbeach. Behind the inner Mizbeach. And from there he would sprinkle all the way to the Parochas. Yachal af zeh kein. I would think that in Yom Kippur, the same story. Where should the Kohen sprinkle on Yom Kippur? Is he standing where he stands by the Parhel Davar Shel Tzibur? No. Talmud Lomar, v'yotza el ha-Mizbeach. You go out to the Mizbeach. Meaning, heichan haya, where were you? Lefnim in HaMizbeach. You were in front of the Mizbeach. You're right. Of course he didn't leave the room. He's in the same room. But to contrast what is normally done by a Parhel Davar Shel Tzibur, the Torah uses the words V'yotza to tell you that you're way up, you're all the way in the coins, all the way in the front, like Mamash right in front of the Peroches. He goes out toward the Mizbeach. Meaning he's far away from the Mizbeach. So that's why he said the Lashon of going out. To go all the way back to the Mizbeach to apply the dam on the Mizbeach. By the other inner sprinklings, doesn't say that because he's far away already. He's anyway far away. So that's why he says that Lashon. Tanya Idach, another Raisa, which has a different version, which says the same thing. It says, Lifnei Hashem. That on Yom Kippur, you're Lifnei Hashem. Ma Talmud Lomar, why is he Lifnei Hashem? Of course you're Lifnei Hashem, you're in the Heichal. Amar of Nechemya, Lefishim, it's in the Bepar Vitzir, Shayom HaKippurim, Shekoin Omed Lifnim and HaMizbeach Umaza, Ala Peroches. That on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is sprinkling, where is he? He's way up in the front of the Heichal. He's all the way standing in front of the Mizbeach. In front of the Parochet, I mean. He's way up in front. Lifnei Hashem Mamish, right there. Talmud Yachal Af Zekain. I would think by the other inner Karbanos, he's also way up in the front. Way up there. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Mizevach Ketores Hasamim Lifnei Hashem Ohel Moed. Mizbeach lifnei Hashem. The Mizbeach is lifnei Hashem. Then a Kohen lifnei Hashem. But the Kohen's not lifnei Hashem. Okay, then how could that be? Omed chutz l'mizbeach u'mazeh. By the other Korbanos, the Kohen's way behind the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach can be called lifnei Hashem. It's closer than him. He's even behind that. And he's sprinkling all the way far away. That's why, so there's a big difference on what was on Yom Kippur and what was done with the other sprinklings. That's what it means when it says v'yotza. Where'd he go out? He went out from the halachas by the other kabbalas. Fine. Hischil mechat v'yored. Tana rabbanan. Hischil mechat v'yored. He starts to do the blood applications. Mehechon ha'yamachal. Where did he start? Mikaren mizrachis dromis. From the southwest. Then dromis ma'arach. I'm sorry, southeast. Then Drovis Maravis, then the southwest, Maravis Tzvonis, south northwest, Tzvonis Mizrachis, northeast. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Mikarin Mizrachis Tzvonis, he would first start with the northeast, then Tzvonis Maravis, northwest, Maravis Dromis, southwest, and Dromis Maravis, southeast. What that means is, we'll explain this in a minute, Makom Rabbi Yosef Aglili Mastil, Sham Rabbi Akiva Posek. Where Rabbi Gamliel starts, that's where Rabbi Akiva finishes. Makom Rabbi Akiva Mastil, in the place where Rabbi Akiva finishes, Sham Rabbi Yosef Aglili Posek. I'm sorry, where Rabbi Akiva begins, Sham Rabbi Yosef Aglili Posek. That's where Rabbi Yosef Aglili ends. Now, what does that mean? The Kuli Alma, everybody holds, Bahu Karen de Poga Beresha, Lo Ovid. Now, here's what's going on. Rabbi Yosef Aglili is consistent with his Shita, that there was only one opening into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and that was in the north. There's two pictures of this in the art school, excellent pictures, to explain the whole story. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, there was one opening in the north. One opening to the Heichal in the north. The north, so when he walked out of the Heichal, he then turned to sprinkle on the Heichal. He then turned to walk toward the Mizbeach. The first corner that he reaches is the northwestern corner. But he doesn't do that one first. Everybody agrees you don't do the one you reach first. According to Rabbi Akiva, the entrance is on the south. Because he held like the Tanoim, there were two curtains. The entrance is on the south. So the first corner that he reached was the southwest. And again, that's not the first one he would sprinkle. Why not? They both hold that the first one that you hit is not the one you sprinkle. Why not? Why not? So the Gemara says, why not? The Kuli Alma, Miha Bahu Karen, the Poga Beresha, Lo Ovid. The first corner you reach, that's not the one you would do. My time, or why not? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, the Amar Kra, because it says, V'yotza El HaMizbeach, and you would go out from the Mizbeach. Ad Dinafik Mikule De Mizbeach. You had to actually pass the entire Mizbeach. So you couldn't be walking and stop at that corner that you hit first, because then you didn't pass the whole Mizbeach. Yeah, it says Viyata. So you have to go out from the whole Mizbeach. So the first corner that you reach, you can't do anything. You didn't go out from the whole Mizbeach yet. You're still there. You have to walk another the length of the Mizbeach, and then you can start. Which means, according to Rabbi Akiva, the first one you're going to do is the southeast. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the first one you're going to do is the northeast. That's why they hold like they hold. Now, Shall Rabbi Akiva, 1 second. Right. So therefore, that's what they hold like they hold. Right? So Rabbi Akiva says the first one you're gonna reach is that you start with the northeast, exactly. Maskel Bakaran Mizrachis Dromis, and according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you're gonna start with the northeast. I'm sorry, Yosef Aglili is northeast, and Rabbi Akiva is southeast. Southeast, exactly, right. If it's in the pictures, it makes sense. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, after he did southeast, he did southwest. That's what the Gemara says. So wait a minute. Don't we have a rule that you always go to the right? So why is he going to the left? According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, he starts in the northeast, he then goes to the southeast, which is moving in the right direction. He's moving toward the right. Why is Rabbi Akiva going to the left? So the Gemara says, Ulu Rabbi Akiva, Negif Derech Yamin. Why doesn't he go to the right? Why doesn't he go to the right? Lema, maybe, Bidderomi Bar Yecheskel Kamiflaki. Maybe they're arguing in that exact point. Maybe he doesn't agree with that din. The Omar Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, the mikvah that Shlomo built, there was a yam, a big pool that Shlomo built on the Harabayas, Omeid Al Shneim Asar Bakar. It had 12 cattle. It was a bowl that rested on 12 oxen, not real oxen, images, like walls, and the faces were like oxen. And Shlosha Ponim Tzafona, three faced north, Shlosha Ponim Yama, three faced west, Shlosha Ponim Negba, three faced south, Shlosha Ponim Mizracha, and three faced east. So there was a big bowl, the bottom of the bowl was cows, which were on all four directions. Notice that when we're describing the directions, we're going in order of, it's clockwise, which is toward the right. That's the direction we're going. And Zahayam Aleim Lamaila, and there was a bowl on top, which they used as a mikvah. V'chol Achoreihem Beisa. And all their backs were faced backward. In other words, when you walk onto the Har Habayis, all you saw were the faces of the oxen, because the bodies were behind, and that's where the bull rested, on top. So, anyway, Polamata, what do you see from that whole discussion? Shekol Pinos Sha'atapona Lo Yehu El Derech Yemin L'Mizrach. That whenever you go, whenever you turn to the right. And it sticks in the word L'Mizrach. Mizrach is always to the right. Rashi says that word Mizrach is for this Gemara is in Tzvachim, and there it was relevant. Here it's not relevant, but they threw it in anyway. So, but anyway, what do you see? You always go to the right. So maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. He could argue, he's a Tana. Maybe he doesn't hold like that. That's why he holds over here, you go to the left. So the Gemara said, no. So Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yecheskel, and therefore he holds to go to the right. And Omar, let's say Bedorim by Yecheskel. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that, therefore he says he go to the left. So the Gemara says, look, the Kuliyama Ishluhu Bedorim by Yecheskel. Everybody agrees to that, Rabbi Yecheskel. Everyone holds to go to the right. But, generally. But, Vahacha Bahacha Miflugi. Here's the Machlokas. Mar Savar Yalfina Bifnimi Bachot. The Rabbi Yossi Zagluli holds, you take that din. That din, about always going to the right, is only taught in the Mizbeach outside. This Yam, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, who says it applies inside? Who says it applies in the Kodesh? Maybe only outside. Umar Savar, Lo Yalfinan, Pnim, Mibachot. And Rabbi Akiva holds, no, you don't compare the two. Yeah, outside I agree. This Yam, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but I would never say the same thing inside. And therefore I don't agree. Therefore, I say you go to the left. So we're going to stop here, but the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, we'll do it tomorrow, but then according to Rabbi Akiva, so why don't you go at least, so fine, so you don't have to learn, so why can't you learn it out? Why are you dafka going to the left? Fine, I understand, you don't agree, taking it. You don't agree you apply it inside. What's the downside? You can't apply it inside. So you're forcing the coin to go to the left. Why are you doing that? So Rabbi Akiva has an answer for that, and we'll take it tomorrow, and everybody have a good Shabbos.